Nobody's got time to record a podcast with all this holiday shit going down, let alone New Year's. So why don't you just sit back and listen to us make retards of ourselves like we always do. On behalf of myself, Tom, Brian, Grant, and Keith, Happy New Year. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we're looking forward to a hell of a lot more shows in 2013. Peace!
Technically, it's already 3D because the third dimension is time.
Shut up, nerd.
And I appreciate you letting me preview those Devo albums, which I then turned around and bought.
And then throwing you under the bus for it.
No, I made...
That's what you did, Tom.
Tom is holding my legitimate copies of my CDs.
Hey, Rick, I know it's been a while since you've been able to listen to those since I currently have the files. Would you like me to send them back so that you can listen again?
I'm still currently listening to them on CD format, but I'll continue to text you to let you know which album I'm listening to so we don't double listen and break it.
Okay, cool. If you want, I mean, I can use file transfer protocol and send you back the MP3 files. If you, in exchange, maybe you can like mail me the CDs.
Okay, maybe we'll do that.
I mean, if we time that right, we won't both be in possession of the music.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Have I ever seen that movie?
I hope not.
It's wonderful.
You may not have because it's medieval and you don't take that stuff.
Oh my god, but get this. Something is changing within my inner structure, guy.
That's a mutation.
I'm mutating because I saw a preview for a movie that I almost got a boner over.
What movie? Don't tell me it has elves.
The Three Musketeers, dude.
Yes!
I saw it and I was like, holy shit, I am going to see that movie, dude. It looks awesome.
I'll have a boner in the theater because Mia's in it.
No, I couldn't remember what her name was, and I'm telling Kim, I'm like, I gotta see this Three Musketeer movie. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, it's got the multi-pass girl in it.
Multi-pass.
Multi-pass.
Budding breasts!
You son of a bitch.
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put it in a book as a bookmark on all those old people's computers that I work on.
Do it, and then they'll never have you come back because they're gonna listen to an episode where you're talking shit about them.
That could work.
Also, I want to say this. I googled Beyond the Stars. There's like boobs in that movie, right?
Yeah, the ship has them.
Give in to the dark side, Luke, but first hand me my baba.
What if I don't like the internet or iTunes? Can I get the Nerd Extravaganza in print form at my local newsstand?
Local comic book stores only.
How local?
Local to wherever you are.
Only
you
a
don't
nerd.
Know how local I am.
There you go. You can get it down at the Big 96er down the road.
The Big 96er.
And while you're at it, suck my wake.
The Great Outdoors.
Oh, the movie with John Candy?
Yep.
See, well, folks.
See what I meant by getting derailed? But go ahead. Toot,
toot, brr. That was the worst Akbar impression ever.
Unicorn knights, they fight for your freedoms.
Unicorn knights,
you need them.
That was it. You got it.
Hey, swamp slugs are hermaphroditic.
So they can't get cut or they bleed to death?
Yeah.
That blows.
It blows itself. Yes, yes. Nubian!
Yeah, Nubian.
Yeah. Nubian, huh? Your Republic credits are no good here. Hey, if you're from Naboo, wouldn't you be called a Naboobian?
We'll see you next week on an astounding futuristic episode of
Ricky's Time Machine!
In this episode of Ricky's Time Machine, Ricky discovers the wonders of CD-ROM.
Tune in next week as Ricky jets back to the 1980s and discovers verbatim floppy disks, now come in 5.25 size.
Double-sided, double density. For her pleasure. Why is it called iTunes? Shouldn't it be called EarTunes?
Yeah, so if you like the show, make sure to like us on MySpace.
And Friendster.
Yeah, CompuServe, and all the BBs out there, and IRC.
And you can download these episodes off of, I fucked it up. What's the name of that thing that got the
Prodigy!
The Netstar. What was that thing? The first music one?
Napster?
Napster.
Netstar!
Check out Netstar and get some sweet MP3s for free. They're free. Netstar.com.
Days of Thunder, starring Tom Cruise as Racing Maverick, Maverick Thunder.
I mean, I wanted Tron Land, but Tron Land could suck a dick.
Good night, Philly.
Good night, Fresh Prince. Is he from there? No, he's from Bel Air. Wait, didn't
he was
Philly?
From there, but...
He went to Bel Air. He was...
Oh.
From Philadelphia, born and raised.
Are you in West Philadelphia? Did you get did Tufts like rough you up on the playground?
Basketball court. And then his auntie and uncle sent him to Bel Air.
I avoided the basketball court.
Okay, next trip, Bel Air. The next report from the field is definitely Bel Air, and you'll whistle for a cab to get there. It'll be fun.
Yo, Holmes, smell you later.
I was really trying to work my new back fat fetish in there. What the fuck does haptic mean?
All right, sorcerer, I think you've got all the tools. I'll meet up with you at one of the training portals and teach you how to cast a spell.
Hey, welcome, Malketeer, Imagineer, episode 29, child.
Ooh, you better not let the Shadow Man mess up your iTunes feed.
And if you don't like the Shadow Man, pop on over and check out our website, nerdstravaganza.com. You can download the show and anything you want, child.
You're going to get some shut-in funk wherever you go, let's be honest. Welcome to episode 30 of the Nerdstravaganza podcast, the best podcast between Coruscant and the Hour... Oh, I fucked that up, god damn it. Fucking Coruscant. What am I, fucking Han Solo? Coruscant. Call Han. Coruscant.
Call Princess Leia.
It's Alderaan. I mean Alderaan. God damn it. All right. Try that again. 3, 2, 1, and...
Happy New Year. It's like a fucking creep.